free tree, the safety tree. I don't know if we got.
What about in football? You run towards the
goal line.
And say if we were planning to meet someplace, I'd say, well, you don't have to hurry. If I get there first, then I'll
wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, you'd say he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, I don't smoke, but he
smokes.
I don't, but he.
She does.
And you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not.
I'm not sure.
If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I.
I know of somebody that does. I've heard of him.
And you say, well, we have termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And you say he didn't really know what was going on, but he. What he knew at all, he
thought.
Or if he pretended, you say he. If you say he made out like, or he acted as if he knew it all.
He acted like if he knew it.
Huh?
He acted.
Say the whole thing. He
acted like if he knew it all.
And say if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody
took or stole.
Okay. And you say, those children get mad and. What?
Want to fight?
Okay. Yesterday they
fought.
And ever since they were small, they have
been fighting.
Or they have fought each other.
Fought each other.
And you say, I wrote him, and it was time I was getting a.
What now?
I wrote him a letter, and I expect to get a.
An answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you.
Address it.
Any old fashioned way of saying address it? Do you ever hear back the letter?
No.
And you say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if you had wanted to brighten up a room for a party, you had a lot of things growing in your yard, you'd go out and
cut the flowers.
And something that a child plays with is called a
toy.
Any other name for that? Do you ever hear it called a play pretty?
No.
And say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself. If someone came in and told you that he'd fallen off, you'd say, I just, what, that was going to happen.
I just knew that was going to happen.
And say if I asked you, when are y'all going to Miami? You'd say, well, right now we're, what, to go next week? We're
getting ready.
Okay. Did you ever say we're fixing to go or we're aiming to go?
We're fixing to go, yeah.
What does fixing mean?
Getting ready.
Does it mean in the, in the future or just?
It could be in the immediate future or right now.
Mm-hmm. And say if a child's learned something new, you want to know where he learned it, you say who
taught you.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children.
Tattletale.
Okay. Would you use that word about a grown person?
Yeah. Well, no. I don't think I ever have used this for a grown person.
What about the word pimp?
No, that's different. A completely different word.
Mm-hmm. You think of pimp as being with prostitutes?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear pimp just mean tattletale?
No.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blocked.
We're talking about they're tearing it up. You say the road's all
torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet. You want to see how it looks on her. You say, why don't you
wear the bracelet.
Well, why don't you
put on the bracelet?
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed.
And say a teacher goes into a classroom and sees a picture on the blackboard. She'd ask, who?
Drew.
Okay. And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to.
To get it up.
Okay, or to what it up?
Hoist it up.
And